Section 3. More integrated listening and writing. Listen to the lecture and answer the questions. How many of you eat at a fast food restaurant at least 3 times a week? Keep your hands up while I ask another question. How many of you work out at least 2x a week? Be honest. Whoa, that's a lot of falling hands. I'm hoping today's discussion might help some of you think about your habits and how you might start living a healthier lifestyle. Obesity in this country has reached epidemic proportions. Let's make sure everyone knows what this means. Most people might think that to be obese simply means to be very overweight. But the actual definition used by health professionals has to do with not your weight, but your percentage of body fat. Men with more than 25% body fat are considered obese, and women with more than 30% body fat are obese. 30% of adults are obese, and so are 16% of adolescents. What does all this mean? Obesity increases your risk of heart attacks, high blood pressure, diabetes, and some forms of cancer. The health problems caused by obesity are expensive, too. The estimated annual cost of obesity in the U.S. is about $117 billion. Lack of physical activity and poor eating habits are, of course, the two root causes of this epidemic. Regular exercise reduces your risk for all the diseases I just mentioned, and it need not even be very strenuous exercise. For example, just taking a brisk walk for a half an hour 3 times a week provides significant health benefits for people of all ages. Yet 50% of all American adults don't get enough exercise, and 26% don't get any exercise at all. Women are less active than men, and activity for both sexes decreases with age. As for nutrition, there's also a big gap between what people ought to eat and what Americans actually eat. In the last 30 years, research has shown that calorie consumption has increased for both men and women. Only about 25% of people eat the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and a large majority of them eat far more fat than they should. But enough about what's wrong with us. How do we fix it? Well, let's talk about physical activity first. To be healthy, you need to start a regular exercise program, if you don't have one already. Although any kind of physical movement requires energy, the type of exercise that uses the most energy is aerobic exercise. Walking, swimming, and biking are some popular forms of aerobic exercise. Regular aerobic exercise will improve the ability of your heart, lungs, and blood vessels to use oxygen needed for activity. You'll build a healthier body while getting rid of excess body fat. Most experts recommend you do some form of aerobic exercise at least 3 times a week for a minimum of 20 continuous minutes. Of course, you'll need to make sure that you're eating the right foods in the right amounts to give you the energy for all that activity. Number 1. How is the information in the lecture organized? Number 2. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question. How many of you eat at a fast food restaurant at least 3 times a week? Keep your hands up while I ask another question. How many of you work out at least 2x a week? Be honest. Whoa, that's a lot of falling hands. I'm hoping today's discussion might help some of you think about your habits and how you might start living a healthier lifestyle. It can be inferred that Number 3. The speaker states that the percentage of American adults who are obese is Number 4. Why does the speaker mention walking for half an hour 3 times a week? Number 5. According to the speaker, which of the following is not true? Number 6. Which of the following is not mentioned by the speaker as a form of aerobic exercise? Number 7. What will the speaker most likely talk about next?